it's one of the most important stories to come out of Africa since the liberation of South Africa. I think that's fair. Very clear from apartheid. And the Takeaway has an extraordinary window this morning on the developments as Sudan prepares for a referendum this Sunday. At stake is whether Sudan will decide to split itself in two, divide into separate countries, north and south. 4 million people are registered to vote on Sunday. Election observers are moving into place, and observing it all is experienced Sudan Bureau reporter Noel King, who is in southern Sudan following developments from the city of Juba. Good morning, Noel.
Hi, good morning, John and Celeste.
So, Noel, before we get into the specific challenges in this election and hear the voices of some of the people you've met, remind us, the conflict between north and south in Sudan is basically the whole Africa story in a nutshell: religious, ethnic rivalry, natural resources, a colonial legacy, a history of civil war. I mean, there's a lot in play here.
That's absolutely right. And as Africa's biggest country, you know, Sudan faces these problems on almost an outsized level. The colonial powers, the British in this case, drew these lines on the map. These groups of Sudanese who became the nation Sudan had nothing really in common at all with one another. And in many ways, to this day, they still don't.
And you can get that sense in the people that you spoke with. Again, we should remind people that you're spending your time in southern Sudan. Noel, tell me about 26-year-old James Doat. He's from the town of Bor in southern Sudan. He's a college student now.
Yeah, this was a really interesting story, John. I was standing and interviewing a couple of students, and James was among them. And a car passed by. There have been spontaneous sort of half parades in the streets in Juba for the 2 days that I've been here. People will drive by in the cars playing music and honking the horns and shouting. And a car passed by. It was playing a song, and James lit up. And I said, why are you so happy? And he said to me, you know, I produced that song with my brother. In my spare time, I work as a music producer. And I said, well, that's pretty unusual. And he said, no, we're all writing songs about freedom for southern Sudan.
Well, hold on, Noel, for just a second. Let's actually listen to him singing that song.
We need Enfisal Mindinu Shumal, we need Horia Almutamashin. So
he really illustrates this sense of excitement in especially in people from 20 to 30, many of whom have spent much of their lives outside of Sudan because the violence forced them into Uganda, into Kenya, and now they're back, and they recognize that their country is standing at the brink of a historic occasion, and that they will be the leaders taking this what is expected to be a new country into the future.
And again, it's not absolutely determined how the vote will turn out. And there is a certain amount of bitterness in also some of the people that you spoke to. Tell me about Martin Uban Fosoda, who's a 28-year-old. He's one of these young people you're speaking about. But let's listen to what he has to say about the people in the north. And tell me about this sentiment.
They're not. Let them stay there. They will not come here in our nation here. No. Even our... In future, we will take our ambassador there, and then they will come and bring their ambassador here also.
The North, let them stay there, Noel. A common sentiment?
Oh, yeah, and Martin is interesting and really indicative of, again, a lot of youngish Sudanese men. He is 28 years old, and he fought on the side of the rebels during Sudan's 23-year civil war. So when he was talking to me not only as a young southern Sudanese, but also as a war veteran, and it's very clear that he has a lot of bitterness. A peace agreement ended this war, but in many ways the war is still very, very fresh in people's minds, and almost everybody in southern Sudan under the age of 50 who is a man or a boy, was part of that war in some way.
And yet, Noel, the Sudanese president has said he would welcome a peaceful split of the country. And no one is predicting that there's going to be widespread violence should the referendum go forward and the country need to split. I mean, is this actually going to be the division of a large country that is relatively peaceful?
Well, that, Celeste, is a great question, and I'll tell you, one of the things that has surprised everyone so far, including myself, is that observers, the United Nations, the diplomatic community that is here, are saying that they expect this referendum to be largely peaceful. And it's rare that you have a big event in Sudan that isn't marred by some kind of violence, but right now, everybody is saying security is the best they've seen it in years. People are in an upbeat and optimistic mood. Nobody is making any threats. As a matter of fact, going forward, if Southern Sudanese do decide to split and form their own nation, the biggest concern is not between North and South anymore. It's what happens among the Southerners who have divisions of their own when they are left to stand on their own two feet and essentially take care of themselves.
We're speaking with Noel King, who's reporting from the town of Juba in southern Sudan on the election that takes place on Sunday. Some of the inevitability, it seems, Noel, of this election that you spoke about in response to Celeste's question is evident in this character's voice here. Sunday, Vicky John Amba is from the town of Yay, and she's an election observer, but listen to what she says here.
It cannot be postponed. I pray in God it's possible because we are already setting up our bullets to get our priorities and our future to be bright for others, not only me, and also Sudanese at large.
What do you hope for Southern Sudan in 50 years?
It will be well developed like U.S., Canada. I hope Sudan will be very better.
The U.S. and Canada. The time has come, she's saying, Noel.
That's right. And I said to her, I said, as an observer, aren't you supposed to be independent? Shouldn't you be, you know, shouldn't you be telling me that you haven't made up your mind, even if you had? And she laughed and she said to me, 99% of people have made up their minds to vote for secession. So no matter what I tell you, this is going to go ahead as we planned. And I plan on staying in Southern Sudan and raising my children here. I didn't have the opportunity. I was forced into Uganda. This is my country now.
Very quickly, Noel, the voice from the north, any sense of that from where you stand?
Yeah, you know, there are not a lot of northerners down here anymore. Even a lot of the Arab and Muslim community have left for the referendum. But at this point, I think everybody just wants peace. I think everybody wants us to go ahead peacefully.
Talking with Noel King, reporting from the southern Sudan city of Juba on this election on Sunday, and 4 million people registered to vote to divide that country, shake off the tyranny of a map that has kept them together for generations. Noel King, thanks so much.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Celeste.
Noel King, also a Takeaway producer. She'll be reporting from Sudan all next week for us. For more, she's writing dispatches as well, has a slideshow so you can see the countryside and the people she's talking with. It's over at thetakeaway.org.
Also at the website, you can take a little quiz there to check out your English grammar smarts. A lot of clunky English phrases have kind of persisted and even gotten more rampant over the years. You can test your own skill with words. See if you can spot what's wrong in this sentence. My wife and myself are buying a gray Prius for our 2-year anniversary, and tonight we're meeting with our friend John, a person that oftentimes has interesting things to say about Toyota and their products. I mean,
clunky
clearly a
sentence.
Run-on.
Yeah.
But
needs the word awesome in there and kinda.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, there you go.
Lol. Get your red pen out, correct that sentence for us, and then put it in at thetakeaway.org.